Okay, we're gonna go live. There we go. Okay, it is 5:00 PM on Thursday, I almost said Tuesday, Thursday, December 28, 2023. We will call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Hanrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on December 12th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
Nora.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the employment training agreement. Gary, I don't know if you or
Beth Gary. Was here. But
say what?
Beth was here just a second.
Oh, yeah.
She just went around the corner.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was signed by Casey Hirschberger. He agrees to stay for the 3 years for the contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks like it's pretty standard of what we usually do anyway. So.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Any questions of Gary? Okay, I'll take a motion.
Make a motion that we accept the employment training agreement as signed.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is temporary sign request. Nathan! I don't know if that's why you're here, but I assume that.
Here now, right?
I'm here, the petitioner is not.
Okay. Do we anticipate the petitioner being here?
I let them know and requested their attendance.
Okay.
Chip, had you heard anything different?
I have not heard anything.
We can bump it to later on the agenda if you would like to wait.
Your call. I'm here for the council meeting too. So.
Okay, let's bump it and let's wait. Then we'll table that for a later time. Thank you, Nathan.
Thanks.
We'll come back to it. Next up is the engineering services for the State Road 205 waterline extension. Chip.
I thought you meant Mike. I'm sorry. I'm funny. Sorry. We got two quotes, one from USI Consultants and one from B&L Engineering. And they both had the same specs to go off of. I recommend we go with USI Consultants for the cost of $34,300. This will entail we're running, right, getting it the first year, we're running a water main up along 205 north alongside Eagle Glen to tie, and then we're going to cross over 205 and go down to County Dye's property when that gets ready to get started. So we're going to be running a 12-inch water main all the way down there. So this is just crossing under 205, doing a bore and jack, auger bore under 205 is what this is for.
So we anticipate that this project, that we're not going to be able to do it in-house because of the expertise that will be needed because it's a state highway. I know that Chip worked with both of these engineering firms to come up with a quote to do the work. You can see there is a significant price difference between the two. We did try to get clarification from both firms to kind of figure out what the difference was and what each was providing. And you said your recommendation is
USI Consulting.
Okay. Questions of Chip?
I just wondered, have we had Marcia?
So that's
it. She has it as of.
She has or hasn't?
She has it, but I don't know that she had a chance to.
She has it. Yeah. So I didn't know if we could approve it pending
Marcia's
approval.
There'll be no road closing, correct?
No. They'll go right underneath 205.
And I think what you had said was that probably a scenario where they'll have to do a casing and then put the water line in the casing just because it is that state highway and a lot of truck traffic. Any other questions? Okay. I'll make a motion that we award the... let me get there in 1 second. We award the State Road 205 waterline extension agreement to, or design to USI Consultants pending our city attorney's approval in a not to exceed of $34,300.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Let's go ahead and go to bills.
Okay, before I start.
Yes.
I didn't see anything on the meter deposit refunds.
We had that last time.
Okay.
Yeah, it just was kept over.
No problem. Okay, so I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $400,820.07 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated December 28, 2023 for checks.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,162,196.22 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated December 28, 2023 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types in the amount of $271,533.68 plus overtime in the amount of $7,310.79 for a total of $278,844.47 for the pay file ending December 15th, 2023.
Second also.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And
you have a new. You have another one, correct?
Okay. Two more.
Oh, two more. Okay.
Two more. Huh. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers for year-end 2023 checks in the amount of $1,585.96. Dated December 28th, 2023.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable from the account allowance of accounts payable vouchers for EFT payments in the amount of $1,605.26, dated December 28th, 2023.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Well, let's see. Nathan, we've waited a little while, so I'll go ahead and let you let you come back. We're burning through the agenda, so 5:08. They had 8 minutes.
Yep, that's all good. So the owner of Quality Inn had submitted a request for signage, basically a Corplast sign to be placed at the intersection of Armstrong Drive and US 30, and hopefully you've got a copy of what he submitted. Per the sign code, temporary signs up to 30 days can go through the Board of Works for approval. Beyond 30 days, they require special exception approval through the BZA. So Board of Works is cheaper and faster. So I opted to do this request. As for details why and so on, I can't offer those.
So I don't know that we got, can you show me the actual graphic that we got? But I don't, it doesn't show me anything. Can you personally?
The only thing we have is...
Was that email?
That's
okay, well, what is the next page?
That's a, like an area.
Of what?
Okay. It was obviously, yeah.
It's a scale. Okay, so my question is where at Armstrong and 30? Is it on the north side, the south side, is it on the east side?
It would be northeast corner of Armstrong and 30, basically next to the large directory sign for town. All right. No, not for town country, but the sign that has
like the
wings,
and stuff.
Okay. Wings and so on there, and Dollar Tree.
And then you said, what kind of a sign is it?
Coroplast, I believe 4 by 8 maximum size. So
the maximum allowable time frame that it can be there is 30 days?
Under the sign code, yes. Usually we give deference to what the board wishes if you feel like a little bit more, because again, it's two different bodies, so if you feel like a little bit more time's okay, then fine, and we'll respect that. But that size of sign does not weather well unless it is just really staked all over the place. So I do give that bit of advice. 30 days, 45 days might be the maximum before it really gets beaten up.
So is the sign going to look like that?
Yeah, that is what he proposed.
And why does he want it temporary?
He doesn't.
He wants it permanent.
He wants it permanent, but temporary is the only signage that he could have.
The only route.
And
without it being, because of the make, I'm assuming the make of the actual sign and because of where it's placed and those kind of things. If it were up on the actual billboard thing, then it probably would be allowable because that's already been allowed. But it being on the ground and it being made up of the core plots or whatever you call it.
Right. It's off-site to start with because Quality Inn's that much further west. So if he wanted to be on the directory sign, he would need to be talking to the landlord of that shopping center. It would necessitate a sign permit on their behalf because it's already full. This, as proposed, would be in the right-of-way, which, again, is the board's domain as well. So
that was going to be my follow-up question is that property that's there located on the corner of 30 and Armstrong, that is public property then?
The right-of-way would be, but the rest of it would not be.
Okay.
So it's my assumption that he intended to be on the right-of-way. Again, without him here, I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
So would that be a limited sign?
No. Nope, it would just be a large plastic sign. Relatively large plastic sign.
And then who maintains it if something needs to be fixed or replaced?
It would be on him to do.
Okay.
Yep.
So and basically, we're just granting the approval to locate the sign there that day.
For a certain duration and any other conditions you wish to have, yeah.
You know, for me, I think 30 days is plenty. I think there's lots of opportunities if you want to create a permanent sign. There's plenty of opportunities on the property along US 30 to do that. Personally, I don't have a problem with it being 30 days. I wouldn't feel real comfortable going more than that. And even past that, I don't love the sign makeup, but at the same time, I also understand there's lots of similar kinds of signs that pop up all over the place. Usually they're the little, we'll call them campaign signs, but those kind of things that are everywhere. That's something that Gary and his staff have really been dealing with lately. I don't know if you noticed the houses, the signs. We've contacted, I'm sorry, I'm going side note.
No, it's okay.
We've contacted the phone number on there to make sure they understand that they're out of compliance with our sign code, and they have not cared. So they've actually instructed us to just pull them and trash them, and that's what we've been doing. So
we've been pulling lots of signs out of the right of ways. So.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yes. So long story short is I'm not a huge fan of these types of signs. I would rather have permanent signage or something else, but at the same time, I get it. Especially during January, it's probably an appropriate, or winter time is probably an appropriate time to encourage people stopping and staying there. So.
I think 30 days is enough because I know they want it there forever, but if they're testing to see if this brings in business, then why don't they put a big sign up like other hotels and flash?
They have a normal sign for their property.
Oh, I know they have a normal sign, yeah. The question is
one that says weekly rates and all that.
Yeah, I'm not sure 100% what it says, but yeah. But you're right. I mean, maybe it's a test case to see if it warrants a electronic sign or something else.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah, the best I can think why they want it at Armstrong is because the entrance to Quality Inn is not that visible from US 30.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a directional sign in some ways, which, again, most directional signs are the little ones and kind of let those linger.
Mm-hmm.
but this is quite a bit larger, and it's not just simply directional.
The thing that I'm why I'm leaning that I'm okay with it for a temporary time frame is it doesn't appear that it would block any kind of line of sight because of how the topography kind of rises in that area. So, any other thoughts? Or?
No, I think it's going to, Nicole's commented they're just doing a case study to see if it helps or hurts. So, and again, 30 days. It'll be springtime.
Isn't it already?
Wow, that's very wishful thinking, Walt.
We haven't had winter yet.
Yeah, winter's almost over.
I'll make a motion that we approve the temporary sign request for Quality Inn for 30 days. I guess beginning when it's first placed, or do you want to give us? Are they ready to go put it out today?
That's my understanding. Yeah.
Okay.
They wanted approval as soon as they could.
So can we say?
I'll just say January 1st.
January 1st.
Starting on January 1st.
Okay.
That's my motion.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor of the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll let them know. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll make sure our guys know too.
Yes,
so that would be
very positive. Thank you. Okay, department reports. Chip.
Sorry. Westgate, we had a public meeting with Westgate. It went really well. No major issues. So that's going out for bid. Eagle Park has been advertised going out. I think we're opening bids. We're awarding bids. 22nd for that. Other than that, no.
We accept bids, a week before? 2 weeks before? What are we doing?
We're accepting bids. I don't know. I've got to get that nailed down. We're accepting bids the 22nd.
We're accepting bids on the 22nd?
We're accepting bids at the 22nd at the park board meeting.
Okay, that's more. Okay.
Then, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Questions, Chip?
No.
You want to give an update on 100 South? Or
100 South is going very smoothly. I approved a change order. I don't want to say this out loud. The engineers had accounted for so many trees, and the contractor felt the need to take a lot more because if they cut the roots, then the tree was going to die. So the change order of $106,825 was approved by me. I did see the invoice for, there was no profit, no 20% profit made off the change order. There was a pump that was not included in the lift station. So that hopefully is our last change order, our first and last change order. So, all in all, we're still way under engineer's estimated budget. So.
How much was that again?
$106,825.11. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to lose any money on that.
Questions, Chip? Thank you. Terry.
The fiber has been terminated to the Eagle Park office for the new sign that we have up there, so now we just have to get it programmed and set up on the network. So that's almost finished. Conference room cameras at Eagle Park are installed. We're just needing to get those set up too so they can start recording group meetings up there. We do have to add some wireless mics because we forgot to think about putting mics in there. Because we have them hanging from the ceiling here and didn't really, we can't do that there. So, water department fiber has been terminated so Mike can get his two wells out there up under the fiber network so it'll be on SCADA. The booster station, we're still waiting on the fiber to be finished there. Basically, we're supposed to do that. Until they get that done, we can't get that up on the fiber ring either. Both of the substations are done, but the ring is still broken at the pond. Hopefully, they're going to get that fixed this week, but I don't know.
Yeah. Is that aerial or underground?
Aerial. Over the pond.
Over the pond. Exciting. Going to get jet skis out. Scaffolding. Questions, Terry?
No.
Thank you. Mike?
We're working on the stormwater project on South Chauncey Street. Kind of slow going because of the holidays. And I have to work around two fiber lines and also the gas line runs right there, too.
Nice.
So
when you're trying to put a 30-inch pipe down through between two things like that, you're not going to move fast.
Sure.
So that's what we're working on right now.
Okay. Quick to the mic. Thank you. Gary.
All right. Well, the police department's been pretty slow, which is good, I guess. Chris Anderson has been selected as the deputy chief. Chris comes with 13-plus years of experience in law enforcement, has a wealth of knowledge. I'm excited for the 2024 year, as well as Chris. I know he's excited to get started and get going, so looking forward to that. Ryan Bogner and Casey Hirschberger are in the FTO process and doing well in that. Sarah McGehee has been selected as the next shift lead for dispatch. On third shift currently. Sarah has 5 years experience with the city, and she's excited to get started in her new position. So things are going good.
Questions of Gary? Thank you. Kelly?
We did our last round of leaf pickup. We're going to clean the machine up and put it away. I'll be contacting a company to frame those probably in February or sometime early March, somewhere in there, to get that taken care of again. Been working with Matt Maggard on tree removal. We're going to start it this week, but with the short crew, decided to wait until next week. So we'll have a couple guys helping them out on, I think there's around 30 trees on the list this year, something like that.
That's about right.
And we dug out Ellsworth Street where Water Department had a leak. They had to go clear across Ellsworth Street and fix that. So we dug the stone out, our crew did, and put a mix in that the other day. And just doing maintenance stuff on roads and signs and other things like that right now.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you. Matt?
The guys are painting the pavilion. We had the pavilion kind of blocked off for the last 2 weeks. It's been 13 years since we painted or did anything in there after the remodel, so they just got the main floor all done, and they'll start working in the bathrooms tomorrow.
Guys, is it all interior, Matt? All interior?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The ice rink's been actually busy since Christmas break.
That's great.
And there's been a lot of action and selling on the pool memberships.
Good.
So that's been very busy. We kind of got ready for the father-daughter that will be going, tickets will be going on sale the 3rd. So, yeah, just there'll be a line at the office, I'm sure.
Probably will.
That's it.
Okay. Question of the night. Thank you. Marcia, no. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
Very good. Thank
good. You. Rosie.
I don't have anything. She's so good.
That's fine. I'm going to reserve my comments till later. Walt.
I'm going to reserve my comments till
later. Nicole?
I'm not going to reserve my comments.
Okay.
Everybody knows this is my last meeting. I wanted to thank everybody. I really learned a lot. Been uncomfortable a lot, but I think I've grown, and I want to thank everybody for all these years.
Audience? Okay, so this is the later. I was talking about reserving my comments. So obviously, again, Walt and Nicole, both of you have served very honorably for our citizens. You have served on both council and Board of Works. I'm thankful that I've had you by my side for at least the last 4 years, actually the last 12 years, in different realms and different ways. It's going to definitely be different when January 1 rolls around and you guys aren't here. But I am thankful for the efforts that you've put in for our residents. I have to tell you, I couldn't sleep well last night because I knew this was coming up. And you guys mean a lot to me. Really do. I don't usually get emotional. Usually I reserve that for Walt. Okay. Usually I reserve that for Walt. But that being said, I was thinking, like, what is a way we can honor the two of you And Rosie and I happened to be talking this morning, and I felt like it was important to give each of you a key to the city. Because the work that you put in, for the efforts that you put in for our citizens, for our employees, for our elected officials, all of you, this is just a little token of our thanks for what you have done for all of us here. And I'm really thankful for each and every one of you.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
So, are you going to reserve till council, or you want to reserve till now?
I believe council.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't want to move to us twice.
That's fine. That's right. Save it for later. So, I have a little, just a little card of both of you. I appreciate both of you so much. And with that, we'll call the meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.